ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا، وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله ود فضل کرم ان احسان اف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. We find ourselves once again on a mubarak day of Jumu'ah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making some mudhakara of some aspect of this beautiful deen that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. In the beginning of the 12th sipara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no creature, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ. But Allah ta'ala saying, using the word min before the word dabba, it shows that there is absolutely no creature on earth, except that its rozi is the responsibility of Allah ta'ala. Now when the word Allah comes before, then it shows that it is binding. So nobody can make anything binding upon Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the supreme authority. Nobody can make anything binding upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, in His infinite mercy and grace, He Himself has made it binding upon Himself. The rizq of each and every creature, whether it be the birds, whether it be the insects, whether it be insan, jinnat, animals, big, small, whatever it may be, their rozi is a responsibility of Allah ta'ala. Some people then ask, then why do people die of hunger? So dying of hunger is another bahana of maut. It's an excuse of death. Like how a heart attack is an excuse of death. Accident sometimes can become an excuse of death. Sickness can become an excuse of death. Hunger is also one excuse of death. Whatever life Allah Ta'ala has decreed for a person and whatever rozi that person has to get, Allah Ta'ala in His mercy has made it His responsibility. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala knows وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows where is that person's permanent residence going to be and his temporary residence also. There's other meanings to these two words. But what it means is where a person is going to live, where he is going to stay. And also if he is traveling, I'm just giving you the mafhum of the ayat. If he is traveling, if he is going somewhere, whatever, Allah Ta'ala knows where he is going to put up for the night, what he is going to eat, how he is going to be provided for. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is aware of everything. And everything is recorded in our taqdeer. Perturbed and worried. Many a times when a person is studying the deen of Allah, then parents also become very perturbed and worried. But what's going to happen to you? You finished Hibs now. Now go back to school. Go back to university. Because what's going to happen? How are you going to earn? And then if the child has to give an example of another student, So, bhai, don't compare us with him. Then his father got a shop. Your father don't have no shop. Your father is working class. So what are you going to do? He can go and sit in his father's shop. What's going to happen to you? So we must not look down on people who think like this, but we must feel them sorry that they haven't understood that Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives rizq. It is not any business, it is not any person, it is only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when Allah Ta'ala wants to take care of a person, Allah will take care of the person. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if you had to have trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as you ought to trust in Allah. One is our kind tawakkul, no? Our kind tawakkul is a very shallow kind of a tawakkul. But if you have to have tawakkul in Allah, a real, deep-hearted, deep-rooted tawakkul, like how Allah Ta'ala provides for the birds, Allah will provide for you also. The birds, they leave their nest. In the morning they leave the nest, their bellies are empty. And they return, their bellies are full. How Allah Ta'ala takes care of their rizq. Every creature of Allah, Allah Ta'ala takes care of their rozi. So why must insan stress so much over it? Yes, a little bit of mehnat needs to be made. And Allah Ta'ala will provide. Under the tafsir of this ayat kareema, there is one incident mentioned. The tribe, the Ash'ari tribe, they had come to Madinah Munawwara to come and meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now whatever provisions they had, the provisions were depleted on the way. So when they got here, they were still on the outskirts, and now they would probably spend the night, and the next morning they would come now to go and present themselves to Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now they got no food, they are hungry. So they told one person that, see, we are coming to see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So go into Madinah Munawwara, go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put our situation in front of him and request him, maybe he'll give something for us to eat, we can spend the night. So this person went. When he comes to the door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Now he can hear from the outside. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reading this very ayat. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. So he hears this ayat and he's thinking to himself that when this is Allah's responsibility, then why am I coming to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah Ta'ala is saying that this is His responsibility. So why am I coming to ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So he turned around. He didn't ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam anything. He turned around. He goes back to his people. Now they obviously waiting for news. Now what's the, you know, we're getting food or we're not getting food. Something is got sorted out or never gets sorted out. They're waiting now in anticipation. So when he comes there, he says to them, glad tidings, everything sorted out. So in their mind, they are thinking that he went and spoke to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam probably told him that, don't worry, I'm sending some food or something. So they're waiting now that some food will come. Little while later, two people came carrying with meat and bread. So these people were very happy, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the food. So they partook of this food, all ate till they were satiated. But there was still food left over. So they said, they see, now this food did come from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We partook of this meal, there is left over, it's only right that we send it back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know how sometimes like the Jamaat come to the masjid, or somebody will make nusrat, they'll send the pots. They'll eat from there. But generally, if it's student Jamaat, they won't be left over. But maybe another Jamaat, now there's some left over. So now they send the pot back to the house, where it came from. They send the pot back. So like that, they said, no, we must send this food back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they sent it back. So next day, when they went, so the tribe, this Ash'ari tribe now, they are thanking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this food. Say, Ya Rasulullah, you know, send the food for us. How you would thank, with whatever words now, they express their gratitude to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for me, I never said no food. What are you all talking about? So then, they explained what happened. But we sent a person here, so nobody came. So they asked him, so he gave his story that I came here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading this ayat. So I didn't ask anything, I came back. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them that Allah ta'ala sent this food for you. Allah ta'ala sent this food for you. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us. Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi, he was very knowledgeable person, pious person, knowledgeable person. But in his young days, he was all about making money. Need to make money. So Allah ta'ala had blessed him with so much of wealth, that he owned whole villages. Forget one house and all that. So the person got one house here, one beachfront cottage, and one in Dubai. You say, I'm crorepati. He owned whole villages. Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi. Now when you want to make that kind of money, you have to work like that too. So he traveled to Turkey, what we know as Turkey today. He traveled there on business. At that time, in that area, the people who were living there, they were idolaters, mushrikeen, they were worshipping, ascribing partners with Allah Ta'ala. And he saw one of their, whether pandit or what, one of their, who they would regard as their leader or their knowledgeable person. This person got his hair shaved, and he's dressed up in purple clothing, etc. And see the people now, they are worshipping all these idols and whatever. So his iman within him, it prompted him to give them da'wat. So he told them that, see, you are wasting your time worshipping the idols. What can the idols do for you? You should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Allah. And our Allah, He does everything. He is the one who provides for us. So whatever He spoke to them, telling them that turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah will take care of your needs. So one simple-minded person who was sitting there, he raised an objection. He wanted to ask Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi something. Allowed him to speak, So the person said to him, he said, see, whatever you're saying is in its place, but your actions are not in sync with what you're saying. He said, what you mean? You saying that your Allah will provide for you, your Allah will take care of you, what you doing so far away from home making money over here? The same Allah who can provide for you here, He can provide for you there also. So why you came all the way here? So this thing hit Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi. No? He went back home. He closed everything. Whatever wealth he had, he gave it away in sadaqah. And then he became a student of deen. Became a student of deen. Started studying Allah Ta'ala's deen. So his son says, that my father was such a wealthy person. But when he passed away, he just passed away with a cloth on his body. He had nothing of the dunya, nothing of the world. He then trusted in Allah Ta'ala that Allah will take care of him. So this doesn't mean that it's not allowed for you to work and earn and all that. That's the normal means that Allah Ta'ala has put. That your person works, he earns his rosy, no problem at all with that. Allah wants to take different kind of work from them. You know? So when Allah wants to take that work from them, then they can't be mixed up. Half, half, all no. There's to be yatsui. But it is jais, it's permissible. But in fact, not only jais, it's necessary. A person must work, he must earn. To earn a halal rozi, this is also a faraz. But to get so involved in it, and get so worried about it, put so much of effort, so much of mental power and all that in there. Person from young now, the only thing in his head now is, but how am I gonna work? How am I gonna earn? And what's going to happen? Only those thoughts are plaguing him. That's not healthy. We must trust in Allah. Allah will take care of us. When a person all the time has got this worry about where I'm going to stay, what I'm going to earn, what I'm going to drive, who I'm going to marry, how I'm going to go for holiday, how I'm going to do, all those things are plaguing him, then he's very vulnerable. Because Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that when Dajjal will come, what Dajjal will do? He will go to one group of people and he will say to them that he is the Rabb. So they will bring kufr, but so called, they will think they're bringing iman in him. So when they accept him, he will give instruction to the clouds. It will rain there. Their animals will have wonderful pasture. Their humps will come high. Their udders will be full. Their flanks will be gone fat. In other words, rosy will be in abundance for them. Everything will work out for them. There'll be favorable conditions. Everything will be fine. Right? And then he will go to another place and those people will reject him. When they reject him, even what they had by them, they lose that. Even what they had by them before he came, that too they will lose. Now how strong you have to be? How strong you have to be? Trusting in Allah. The other day there was one article came that some brothers in Gaza, the person dug the sand a few meters away from the ocean. Ne? Ocean has got salty water. You can't drink it. He dug the sand few meters away from the ocean and sweet water came out. Drinkable water coming out from the ground. These people would all the embargo and they closed everything, no food must go in, nothing. How long is gone? By now everybody should be dead. You think about it, hey, no food can go, nothing can happen, no import, export, no shops, nobody is working, nothing. Who's providing? Isn't Allah Ta'ala is providing? And when Dajjal comes, what will be the food of the believer? The tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, isn't it? The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala will become the food for the believer. So we have to get our alignment right, you know. To get our alignment right. Our life in this world is not all about earning the world. Whatever you need of the world, whatever Allah wants to give you of the world, Allah will give it to you. Yeah, make a little bit effort. But remain in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Don't make that the primary objective of our life. Today when a person says, I want to study deen, immediately the next, how are you going to live? How are you going to live? How are you going to survive? What are you going to do? And the youngster himself also, he too got the same fikr. It's been like, you know, instilled in us. We forgot, La ilaha illallah. Allah does, I don't do. Money doesn't do. Allah does. So why should I worry about that? If I've chosen the path of Allah, then I must continue. Halat will come, but tests and trials will come. But as long as we're remaining on course, we are living a life that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not breaking Allah ta'ala's command, right? Then we know that we are on the right road. Allah increase the ikhlas. He's traveling on the right road. We mustn't allow for them to plague us. Today people are resorting to theft, stealing, robbing, selling haram things, doing all sorts of things, right? They are running restaurants. So, you know, we got wine and pork and everything, but that's that side. This side is. I'll tell you one more incident quickly. Zulkarnain, when he came to the qawm that was being troubled by Ajuj Majuj, so they told him, they said, oh Zulkarnain, you know, we'll pay you, right? You make one barrier between us and them. So he said that, see, what Allah gave me is better. In other words, I don't need money. Why must I take money from you? We don't think like that anymore. The person who his whole head is only money, money, money. He wants to see that person who's battling to, how I must get it out of him to. He could have said, yeah, okay, we'll try, there's a chance to make money, eh? Right. The offering to pay. So, there's an opportunity, we can make something, yeah? But the mindset is not only that. Understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu, his governors, what was their working hours? The governors that Umar radiallahu anhu appointed in the various regions, what was their working hours? Their working hours was according to the need of the people. At any time, anybody can come and knock on the door and they must be seen too. There was no working hours that you start this time, chayil at that time and all, no. Any time, and what he used to tell them, don't leave today's work for tomorrow. If there's any calm today, it came, finish it. Because they were working for Allah, working for the Akhirah. Understand? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.